comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Maybe it works better when you turn that up. Welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, ladies and gentlemen. It is a pleasure to be here, and I am delighted that you're here. Welcome to talk radio like nowhere else on earth. We're here because you have a right to know. This is the show where you matter. It's going to be a busy weekend for us here at the Kevin Smith Show, and for our members, especially busy. First of all, this is K-Files night, and that means we'll begin tonight sending out our free weekly newsletter. It will probably continue into the morning it normally does. And we'll begin after the show tonight sending out the K-Files. If you haven't subscribed, be sure you do. It's free. So there's no reason to not do it. There's no genius in sitting in the dark when you don't have to, all right? So subscribe by going to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Click where it says K-Files and subscribe. And then, of course, you'll get an email with a confirmation link, and you have to click that or copy it and paste it into your browser. That activates your subscription. Absolutely free. You can unsubscribe whenever you desire. Now, I said it's going to be a especially busy weekend, and here is why I said that. First of all, we've got the K-Files going out, so that's one thing. And then in the morning, in our members area, we will be showing the seminar that I did a couple of years ago. It's called Gods in the Garden, and we televised that worldwide. We had people that from all around the world that were participating in that via their computers. They were watching on their computers. So we televised it. We're going to show that seminar tomorrow, and that will be at 10 a.m., Pacific Standard Time. Now, you know that if you don't live in the Pacific time zone, that's not what time it is, okay? So you need to be able to convert it to your time zone. If you don't know how to do that, there are time converters online. Go online, you'll find a time converter, and convert from 10 a.m. Pacific time. Following the seminar, and you have to be a member in order to watch this, okay? So you need to join our members area. But following the seminar, I'm going to show a particularly interesting, absolutely compelling video. And it has to do with UFOs and the cover-up. And it is someone who is really, really like cream of the crop when it comes to knowing conspiracies, real conspiracies. So you need to be there for that. And then tomorrow night is chat night because it's the first Saturday of the month. And I go to the chat room on the first Saturday of the month. So it's a busy, busy weekend. We'll be back right after this. welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're going to be talking about something tonight that is really important for a lot of reasons, and I'll explain those in just a moment. A couple of things before we get into that. You know, last night we got a flash message that I said, well, I'm not really sure this is from where it says it's from. You know, we restrict flash messages to being, you know, if you're outside of the USA and outside of Canada, then you can use the flash message feature. And the reason for that is we have telephone lines and we even have a toll-free line. And, but the toll-free line works only in the USA and Canada. So if you're outside that area, I don't have a toll-free line for you. And so I have the flash message, option instead. So it's, you know, it's for the people for whom I do not have a toll-free number. Well, it's set up so that it filters. It's not perfect, but it's supposed to filter so that even if you were to check that you're from Argentina, but you're sitting in Nebraska, but you put in the flash message that you're in Argentina, it's supposed to filter that out. It bases it on your IP address. But it's not perfect. It misses some, and I thought maybe that was one that had gotten through that the filters had missed. And the reason I thought that was it was from Iran. And we've never, ever had a flash message from Iran before. So I thought, well, I'm not so sure about this. Well, I checked on it. I checked the IP address. And lo and behold, it truly is from Iran. So that was a first for us, and we just didn't know it. So we're glad to know we've got listeners in Iran. Now, I've had messages from people in the United Arab Emirates, from Saudi Arabia, from Iraq. You know, I've had messages from all around that region. But that was the first one from Iran. And so, ding, 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 a first for us last night. That was good. And, again, hello to our listeners in Iran. I did not realize we had audience there, but I'm glad we do. Jerry Wills was supposed to join me tonight for this show. He and I had talked about what I'm going to be sharing with you. He was pretty excited about it. And I asked him to be on the show with me this evening, and he agreed to do so. But just before showtime, he telephoned me from his home in Arizona and told me he had a situation that had come up and that he had to take care of that, and he would not be able to be with us at least for the first hour. Maybe he could join us in the second hour. And so he, even though on the website you see his picture as being on the show tonight, he will not be with us, maybe for the whole show, but maybe he'll be able to join us in the second hour. Back on January the 28th, something happened. January the 28th, 2011. Something happened that was very phenomenal. It's something we've talked about several times here on this show. And I'm going to be talking about it again tonight, but from a little bit different angle. For those of you who are members, you're going to see some video tonight that may astound you. But the reason that I want to talk about this UFO incident in Jerusalem, where the UFO comes down over the Dome of the Rock, and then there's a big flash of light, and the thing zips straight up into the sky, so fast the cameras almost don't catch it. There's a reason I want to talk with you about this tonight. Because, you know, one of the biggest obstacles, I guess we could say, one of the biggest speed bumps for those who are interested in the truth about UFOs, and where, what are they? Where do they come from? Who's driving them? What is their agenda? What do they want? These are all questions that we have, those of us who are numbered among the enthusiasts of UFOs, people who are interested in UFOs. These are the questions we have. And one of the biggest obstacles for us is in the form of manipulated reality and in the form of disinformation, and this disinformation coming literally from within our own ranks. Sometimes it's coming from within our own ranks at the instigation of people who truly are not aware that they're doing that. They're not aware that they're spreading disinformation. They want to feel like an expert, and the internet gives them a way to do it. And so they take a position and they begin to pontificate as though really, I mean, you read some of this stuff, and it's as though they are God handing down the gospel to us. You know, they don't really know for sure, and maybe they don't even have an inkling of an idea that they're playing right into the hands of disinformation operations. Now, other disinformation spread amongst our community comes at the instigation of people on the government payroll. And they infiltrate. If you don't think they infiltrate, you go back and read the history of both the FBI and the CIA and how they've been caught again and again and had their hands slapped by Congress again and again. And then they say, you know, for infiltrating completely legal activities and for gathering information and building files on people when these people are not criminals and they're not enemies of the United States. And they've had their hands slapped again and again and again and again and again. And it doesn't matter. They just say to Congress, oh, we're sorry. We won't do that again. It was an oversight. It was a mistake. And we've taken measures to make sure this doesn't happen again. And they have. And it will not happen again till the next time. And, you know, it's kind of like the person who smokes. It says, I got no problem quitting. I quit after every cigarette. That's the way these guys are. Now, in fairness, both the FBI and the CIA do some work that is very good and necessary, and they are to be commended for that. But they do infiltrate the various UFO organizations, publications, websites, forums, etc. And they take the position that they are trying to protect all of us from the hoaxers. Now, I've just got to tell you, look, I've got a brain. I've got gray cells that are excessively active. I don't need to be protected from hoaxers. All right? They could spend their time better protecting us from the politicians. But they want to protect us from the hoaxers. And it sounds so good and so righteous, and, you know, it just people fall for it. When you start telling me that you're trying to protect everybody from hoaxing, you're trying to protect the integrity of the UFO community, you start telling me that, I know exactly what you are. Okay? I know exactly what you are. Because real, honest to God, reasonable adults don't need to be protected from ideas. All right. This story, the UFO that came down over the Dome of the Rock, January the 28th, 2011, is a really, it's become a classic case to watch how all of this is unfolding. I mean, you can, these guys may as well run naked down Main Street. I'm talking about the disinformers. They may as well just run naked down Main Street. They're that in the open on this. This is one of the sloppiest disinformation operations I have ever seen. And I thank them for doing it because they are doing it right out in the open and proving what I have said again and again and again right here on this show about how they do this. And I'm going to show you tonight how they are doing it. Why they're doing it, God only knows. But that they are doing it is really obvious. Now, here's the deal. Here's what happened. On January the 28th, 2011, it's nighttime in Jerusalem, and a very bright, glowing object in the sky comes down right over the top of the Dome of the Rock. And then there's, it hovers there for a little bit. It kind of slides to one side a little bit and hovers. And then there's this excessively bright flash of light, and this UFO zips straight up. I mean, at Mach unmeasurable. It's just incredible. Absolutely incredible. Well, there were people around Jerusalem that were out at that time of night, tourists especially, with video cameras. And so when they saw this thing in the sky, what did they do? Well, what they did is they pointed their video cameras at it. By morning, the first video hits YouTube. It's not very good. It's not, you know, it's from a long ways away. It's a little bit fuzzy. Not a very good video, but there it is. That's what they got, and it hits YouTube. Within a few hours, a second video hits YouTube of the same event being filmed by another person from another location in Jerusalem, not from the same location. Then, within a few hours, a third video hits. There are now six videos out there. A third video hit. And this is the one that has become the focus of the MOCUS. This is the one that has set up the pattern that makes the disinformation operation so obvious they may as well be running naked down Main Street. This third video shows up, and when this third video shows up, it's the one where you have a tourist, it's a female voice, and she's from the South in the United States, and she's talking about, yeah, we got some of those back home in Georgia. And so, look, don't send me email and tell me I made fun of people in the South. I am a Southerner, okay? But that's how her accent sounded. I mean, her accent really sounded as though she had been taught this accent. So this video shows up, and this is the one that all the news agencies picked up on. This is the one that was shown on television. This is the one. It's the third video. The first two didn't get picked up by the news. They weren't showing that on Fox News. They weren't showing that on BBC. They weren't showing that on ABC, CBS, NBC. They weren't showing it. The second video, they weren't showing it. But the third one. The third one comes along, and that's the one they pick up on. And I've always, from the time that happened, I wondered why. Why not the first one? Why not the second one? Why not, if you're going to run these videos, any of them, why not run them side by side and give everyone the whole picture? They didn't do that. They picked up the third video, and that's what all the news agencies ran with. That's the one that's referred to by the news reports, and I'm talking about in Main Muck Press, in lamestream media. That's what they picked up on, was the third video. And that was the first, you know, doing what I do and doing what I used to do is exactly the same stuff. Different topic, but same stuff. And that is, you look for patterns, and then you ask questions, and you back off and you look at the big picture to see what's wrong with the big picture. And when you see something that's wrong with the big picture, then you go back down to the pixels. And I'm not talking about actual pictures. I'm just talking in figurative terms. You go back down to the little details, because it's in the little details where you find out how someone is screwing up the big picture. All right, so the third video is out there. The third video is the one that everyone's picked up on. That's the one that tells the story, right? What have I told you about this classic method? And when I say classic, I've told you it's used against you every single day. The classic method of manipulating reality by using and controlling information. How do they do it? Well, what they do is they take something that is real and they hoax it, or they build a hoax around it. And they do it in a way that where they know for sure the hoax is going to be identified. It's going to be caught. That's what they do. Because they know that once the headlines are out there that this was a hoax, in the minds of the mushrooms, the whole event goes out the window. It's called baby with the bathwater. You throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's a human trait. We do this, and it is so infernally stupid. But we do it, and I mean, I've done it, you've done it, we do it. We even know that we do it and try to not do it, and we still do it. They know it works. And so you take a real event, you wrap it up in a hoax, and it's a hoax that's done poorly enough to make sure it gets identified as a hoax. And when you throw that out, you throw out what was wrapped inside, which was the real thing. I want to show you more about how they did this and what they're trying to do yet. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we're talking about this UFO incident that happened January the 28th, 2011, in Jerusalem. Now, I've been pointing out that they chose one particular video, and by they, I'm talking about all of the news media. All the news media that have shown a video of this have shown that video. Now, does that make sense to you? When at the time there were three videos out there, and each of these, we think that each of these news agencies around the world, Euronews, BBC, ABC over in Australia, ABC in America, NBC, CBS, Fox News, CNN, all of them are competing, and they want to put something out there that's kind of branded, that's kind of theirs. because, you know, if they get the scoop on anything, their ratings go up, and that's what they want, because when their ratings go up, that means they have more people watching, and when they have more people watching, they can sell more advertising, and that means they make more money. So this, doesn't that make sense? So when all of them are showing one video from one perspective, and none of them even mention or show the other videos, isn't that a little bit suspicious to you? It's very suspicious to me. And so I started watching this to see how it was going to develop, to see how it was going to go. Well, then the skeptibunkers in all of these forums out there on the internet, and listen, I told you right up front, when you start trying to protect me from these hoaxers, I know exactly what you are. You've either got a messianic complex and you think you have a right to protect me. I can do all right by myself. You think you've got a right to protect me. Or you've got a messianic complex, only your version of the Messiah is the one where Jesus was in the temple with a whip knocking the fire out of these money changers. And you've decided you're going to be Jesus with a whip and you're going to knock the fire out of all these hoaxers to protect the rest of us. Or you're a paid disinformer and you've infiltrated. One or the other. When you start trying to protect me and protect the integrity of UFO investigation. Listen, UFO investigation is no more integral and no less than police investigations. Do you think police investigations have more integrity than UFO investigations? If you do, it's simply a matter of faith on your part, because there's some lousy investigators out there wearing police badges that do a lousy job, and they end up sending the wrong people to jail, and then the person who's really guilty is still out there doing his crime. And that happens every single day in every city on this planet. So those of you out there with this messianic badge and you're going to protect all the rest of us from these hoaxers, why don't you turn your attention to your local police department? And, you know, why don't you do to them what you are doing to UFO investigation? Because what you're doing, basically, and I'm not talking about people that are that honestly have, you know, some skepticism about something and they're looking into, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about these crusaders that have mental road rash. What you're doing, if you're one of those, is you are disrupting and you are tearing down forward progress in UFO investigation. So why don't you just aim that at your local police department and see how far you get right there where you live? So they all pick this one video. One video. And then out there on the internet, the skeptibunkers jumped in and identified it as a hoax. I knew that was coming. When I saw that every news agency was showing that one video, I said to myself, I bet you that's the one that's the rotten wrapper around this event. I bet that's it. And sure enough, they jump in and they sort of prove that this is a hoax. Well, when I saw that happening, I've got two pieces in a puzzle. I said, now the pattern is pretty clear, but let's see what else happens here. At that point, the pattern is clear enough to see a disinformation project running naked down Main Street. Nobody debunked video one. Nobody debunked video two. By this time, videos four and five were out. Nobody debunked those. All of those videos apparently stand up under investigation. But video three is the one that all the news agencies jumped in bed with. And then the headlines came out that it was a hoax. Okay, if video three is a hoax, if it is, so. I talked about last night counterfeit money. Do you know how many billions of dollars, I'm talking about U.S. dollars, billions of dollars in counterfeit U.S. dollars is out there around the world? It's incredible. It's unbelievable. Billions of dollars of counterfeit money, U.S. money, around the world. So are you willing, if you take this really asinine idea that these skeptobunkers want you to take, which is, we proved that video was a hoax, this whole thing was a hoax. This whole event was a hoax. We proved it with that video. If you take that approach and apply it to your money, then I expect you to burn all your money and refuse to take any more U.S. dollars immediately. Immediately. Because we can prove without any question there's hoaxed money out there. So if we're just going to throw this baby out with the bathwater, get rid of your money. Right now and forever. Well, if you won't do that with your money, why would you do it with anything else? Just because there is a hoax, does that mean that everything related to the story was a hoax? I want to point out something to you. I've been underscoring all through this show that they focused on video three. That's what they promoted to the public. That's what they then turned around and debunked. That's what they used to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Whenever they started all of them using video three, it isn't that suspicious. They didn't use the first video that came out. Why? Well, if it's genuine, you can't prove it's a hoax. They didn't use the second video that came out. Why? Well, if it's genuine, you can't prove it's a hoax. And these were coming out pretty rapidly. The first one was out within hours of the event. The next one was out within hours of that. And so the hoaxers needed time to prepare a hoax that looks enough like it to say this is it for the untrained eye, but to be poorly enough constructed to make sure that the trained eye would identify it as a hoax. They needed time to prepare it. If they had gone after the first video and proved it was a hoax, then I would have to say to myself, okay, probably is a hoax. They didn't do that. If they had gone after the second video and proved it was a hoax, I would have to say, well, I'm not sure. We're going to have some more investigation of this. But since it's the third video, there's enough time passed to construct the hoax. There's been enough time passed to be able to do this thing as I have described it, which is make it look enough like the real thing so that the untrained eye thinks it's the real thing. But make it bad enough so that the trained eye identifies it as a hoax. It had to be the third one. They had to have the time. And the first two, if they were real, you couldn't prove they were hoaxes. You know, because what is, is. And if it's real, then it's real. And you can't prove it's a hoax. You have to build your hoax. It's about patterns, folks. It's about patterns. Each video that came out was more clear, if you will, than the previous ones. They were better. The first two, yeah, they were all right, but they were very far away and a little bit shaky and Not real good video, but videos, that was video one and two, videos four and five, these videos were pretty clear. Still kind of far away, but pretty clear, and we can see what's going on, and, we can see that it's, for instance, one of the things that the skeptobunkers have said with video three is that you can see that it's not, it's a video of a photograph of Jerusalem with everything else, the UFO and everything superimposed on that. And nothing else in the background is moving. But in videos four and five, we can see for sure that's not the case. We can see that's a real shot of Jerusalem, and we can see, the UFO, and we can see the flash of light. But this video three, I'm going to change this from calling this method the baby with the bathwater method. I think I'm going to rename it. I think I'm going to call it the video three method. This is so naked. I mean, there ought to be a law against being this naked in public if you're running disinformation. But anyway, each successive video, we see a little bit better detail. Well, then the skeptobunkers out there on these forums started saying, well, if this really was real, then there should have been pedestrians, there should have been people around that saw this other than the people who were filming, okay? So they quit attacking. They tried, but it didn't work to attack videos 1, 2, 4, and 5. That didn't work. You know why? Because if it's real, it's real, and you can't prove it's a hoax if it's real. So instead of focusing on proving that those videos were hoaxes, they started then taking the situation and trying to prove the situation was a hoax. If these people are allegedly standing around Jerusalem in various locations and they're all filming this thing, then certainly there should have been other people standing around that had no cameras but were witnesses, right? Well, that seems rational, that seems logical, although I can tell you that I lived in Phoenix, Arizona, and have on numerous occasions seen unidentified objects in the air that the 98% of the population never saw because they never look up. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. I am attempting here this evening to expose to you a method I have renamed. Used to call it baby with the bathwater, but this thing's so naked, I'm going to call it the video three, the video three method of disinformation. I mean, this is really poorly done, but it's still pretty effective. All right, so out there on these forums, various forums, and there are a bunch of forums that I read, although I don't participate in very many of them, I do read to see what people are saying about things, see where what the temperature is. And so the messiahs out there started the ones that are protecting us from the hoaxes, they started saying, well, there ought to be some pedestrians around, there ought to be some people around that saw this thing who were not carrying cameras. And, we haven't heard any of them, so, that's another sign this is a hoax. Now, folks, Listen carefully, listen carefully, listen carefully. These are the same mental road rashes who say that witness testimony is unreliable. And we let them get away with this. Now, you know, it's not, we don't need to be protected from hoaxes as much as we need to be protected from, I can't even say what I really want to say, from these messiahs. They are the ones doing more damage in UFO investigation and research than any of the counterfeiters. These are the same people who say, well, you know, all there is a bunch of witnesses' testimonies, and there wasn't any video of this thing, so until I see good, clear video, I'm not going to believe it. Okay, good. You know, they're still in the believe game. You know, they're still in the sandbox. They're in the damn kindergarten. But they do that. They say, you know, we're not going to believe these witnesses because everybody knows, and I've had people say this on the show, well, you're a police officer, and I'm sure you would agree that witnesses are very unreliable. No, I would not agree to that. I will not agree to that because that is not what I have found. You do find some that are unreliable, but not normally. It is the normal thing that when someone tells you they saw something, they're telling you what they saw. They're, you know, they may not have all of the technical jargon to be able to describe, for instance, well, he was pointing a gun at me and it was a Beretta FS and it was a 9mm. No, they may not have that, but they can say he pointed a black gun at me. And when you say, was it a revolver to have a thing that spins around with the bullets in it? And they say, no, it didn't have that. Okay, then it's a semi-automatic. Okay, so, I mean, they give you what they know and what they saw. And no, I would not agree that witness testimony is unreliable. Not generally. It is generally very reliable. And if you don't think so, just go to court and see how many people are convicted based on witness testimony. There's almost never, never, almost never video of a crime in progress. And we rely on witness testimony in every country on this planet. We rely on it for our criminal justice system. We rely on it for our government work. We rely upon witness testimony for our intelligence agencies. But when it comes to UFOs, well, witness testimony is unreliable. You know, you need to peddle that sack of manure somewhere where they need some fertilizer. We don't need it here. So the very same people who tell us that witness testimony is unreliable are out there on the internet carping about that there's not any witness testimony. Well, there is. There is witness testimony. And for those who are members and are watching tonight, in the next break, you're going to see and hear some of that witness testimony. People who were on the ground saw this thing happen, and they described what they saw. Yes, there is witness testimony. Now, what's the next move for these guys? I mean, they've already dealt from the bottom of the deck and got caught. What's the next move? The fact, let's line it up again. The fact that video number 3 is the one selected for use on all of the major media. I don't even want to call them that. They are way, way less than major anymore. But all of the lamestream media, they all picked up on that one video. And then they ran the stories later that that video had been proven to be a hoax And there you go. Video 3, baby with the bathwater. And then the operatives who are infiltrated into the UFO community and those who are stupidly cooperating with them because it makes them feel good to get patted on the head and say what an intellectual they are. These people go on to the forums and start talking about how the whole thing's a hoax. Well, the video 3, was apparently a hoax. Okay, so that's one out of six. What about the other five? Well, there's not any witnesses on the ground who weren't carrying cameras. Yes, there were, and they are now available on YouTube, and there are more coming. Yes, there were. There were witnesses, and they are talking. So what's the next card to play? I don't think they've got one, to tell you the truth. Actually, I think they're heinies in the breeze on this. I think that's the case. Now, if one of the disinformation operatives would like to call in tonight and debate this with me, I will be more than happy to hear from you if you are willing for me to expose you. If you're willing to be exposed naked to the world, then you call me and we'll debate what you've been doing on the internet with this story. Okay? Now, I'm not going to open the phones in this hour. We open them in the next hour, but you'll have the opportunity to do that. Well, a sixth video comes out. This sixth video, when it came out, I've talked about it on the show. I've told you that it came out, it was on YouTube, and then it disappeared. Within like 24 to 48 hours, it was taken down. And then I just put a picture that I had captured off of that video. I put that on my website so you could see the picture of it. This video is only 3 seconds of this UFO. It was taken by someone who was standing near the Western Wall. And it's very up close. It's almost so close as to be personal. And the interesting thing about this, the actual video itself is about 2 minutes long, according to the guy that is doing this investigation in Israel and that posted this on YouTube. He said the actual video is about 2 minutes in length, but he was only able to post 3 seconds of it. Now, I don't know why. He didn't say why. But I find that curious as well. This video is crystal clear. In the others, you see so much light that you see, you know, the light takes on a shape. Some people have said they think it looks like, you know, the symbol of Nibiru, you know, the winged symbol of Nibiru. Some people have said they think it looks like an angel. In this one, you can see exactly what it is. You can see the craft. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and for those of you joining us just now in this second hour, my sympathy to you for whatever kept you from the first hour, and sorry you missed it. Boy, did you miss. But we're glad you're here now, and we're talking about this incident that took place over Jerusalem, this UFO incident, January the 28th, 2011. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to wrap up why I see a pattern here that tells me this is a disinformation operation. It's not an accident. It's an operation. And when the very first thing, and keep this in your mind, the very first thing to focus on is that lamestream media focused on one of the available videos, didn't show the others, and then when the headlines came out that it had been debunked and that it was a hoax, then they ran with that story. So they had you focused on one video, that's a hoax. Therefore, the event's a hoax. They know that works. And if you think media do not work in cooperation and concert with the intelligence agencies, you need to grow up. They do. But this sixth video showed up, and this sixth video is so crystal clear. You can see quite clearly that this is not an angel. This is not some representation of the planet Nibiru. This is a craft. And boy, it's sleek too. You can see it very, very clearly. Now, someone may come along later and prove this video is a hoax. But I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. This video was on YouTube for 24 to 48 hours, and then it was gone. And when you tried to go to that video, it said, you got a message on YouTube that said, this video has been removed by the user. Meaning the person who posted it, the guy that's doing this investigation over in Israel, meaning that he took it down. Well, it ran through my mind for several days. You know, maybe he found out that video was hoaxed. And maybe that's why he decided to take it down. But then, it reappeared. The exact same video reappeared on YouTube with an explanation that says there's about 2 minutes of video of this, but I'm only able to post three seconds of it. I hope to be able to post the whole 2 minutes soon. So when it reappeared, that tells me that this person doesn't think it's a hoaxed video. And nobody's gone after it and proven it to be a hoax. Now, they might, and if it is, it is. But the point is nobody's focusing on any of these other videos. 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6. All of the venom towards this being a hoaxed event, in other words, it didn't really happen, all of that venom is focused on video 3. And that pattern right there, just that by itself, makes that suspect. And then you have all this other stuff that I pointed out that make it not just suspect, but in my opinion, crystal clear that this is a disinformation operation. It is a perception management operation. They are trying to manufacture a reality to get you off of thinking that this was a real event. If that's what they're doing, and I think it is, then it was a real event. And we now have witnesses that said, yes, I saw it. I was standing right here. It flew right overhead. It came down. It did this. You know, and they described what happened. So all of the cards from the bottom of the deck that have been dealt by the disinformers and their pseudo-intellectual stooges around the internet, all of those have burned up in their hands now. They don't have any more cards to play on this. One additional thing I think is very interesting. The witnesses that were at the Western Wall, the testimony is that the police came and made them leave. Why? Just because something flew overhead? Made them leave. When the investigator, who is in Israel and is an Israeli, was trying to film some or to videotape some interviews with witnesses at the Western Wall, the police came and made him leave. Why? Now, I know some people are going to say, well, that's because it's a religious place and they don't want people taking pictures. Do you realize that there are tourists by the boatloads that go there every day and take pictures and shoot video? Every day. Every day. But he was not allowed to be there interviewing people about the UFO and videotaping. So was it a real event? I'd put my money on it. The vast preponderance of the evidence says, yes, it was a real event. Not just the preponderance of the evidence, the vast preponderance of the evidence says it was a real event. One video was shown to be a hoax. And I've shown you tonight the patterns that indicate that that, I think, was a planted video for the purpose of doing a disinformation operation. Who planted it? The CIA? The Mossad? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe both of them. Maybe somebody else. I don't know who planted it. But it's a classic case of wrapping something real with rotten data to make sure that when the rotten data is discovered to be rotten, the whole thing gets thrown away in people's minds. It's a classic case. It's, as I said, they may as well be running naked down the street, down Main Street. It's that much out in the open, in my opinion. Now, why, a lot of people have questioned why this UFO came to this location being either the Dome of the Rock or some people call it the Temple Mount. And I've explained on previous shows that's exactly the same location. Two different religions call it by different names. There's the Dome of the Rock for Islam. There's the Temple Mount for the Jews. But it's exactly the same location. Why did this UFO come to this location? Was there any significance about this location? Was there any significance about the date and the timing of this? Because, you know, just a couple of days before, all of that uprising in Egypt had kicked off. Just a couple of days before this happened. And so some people have sort of tied those together and said there's some connection. One of the witnesses that our members saw during the last commercial break, one of those witnesses says in English, well, this is, you know, it's a sign. It's a sign of the, and if you listen carefully, you can hear him say the Hebrew word for Messiah. It's a sign for the Messiah. So there are people that are reading religious things into this, and maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong, I don't know. But there are people that are reading something religious into this. There are people who see nothing religious about it. But I think, you know, we've had a lot of callers to this show who have talked about this and have said they do think it's a message of some kind. So I'm going to open up the telephone lines. I would like to hear from you what you think that's all about. Okay? Now, maybe you think I'm all wet in what I said about this being a disinformation campaign. And if that's what you think, I want you to say that too. We do have freedom of speech here. Before I give the telephone numbers, let me clarify just one more thing. Whenever someone questions and is skeptical about something, that's not who I'm talking about when I say skeptibunkers. I'm skeptical. I don't believe anything. All right? I either know or I don't know. And if I don't know, I'm not nervous about saying I don't know. And that means I'd have to do more investigation before I can say I know. I don't believe. I either know or I don't know. So I am skeptical of everything. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who have a messianic complex. They're going to protect all of us from these bad hoaxers, and we're supposed to believe them. We're supposed to believe their work. Their work is veracity. It's truth. But all those others out there are hoaxes. Ah, come on. Give me a break. Grow up. These people need counseling. All right, the telephone number is 623-444-5889. That's the main number here in the studio. And you can call that from anywhere on this planet, all right? The toll-free number in the USA and Canada is 888-223-4599. And if you're outside of the USA and Canada, you can call our main number. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can use our flash message option on the website. Just go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Scroll down. You see the picture about tonight's show? Look to the right. You'll see the link that says flash message, all right? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
This is Tony from Norman.
Hello, Tony.
I haven't found anything yet about that red disc, but I just went to YouTube and under that ELIGAEL, if you punch that up, it shows a video about 2 minutes long, and if this is real, I'm telling you, this is something else if it's real, because you see that craft come over, like from behind the guy who's filming, comes over him from behind, and you see what you've been showing, and then the craft kind of tilts and moves off, and it is crystal clear. You see the bottom of it, and it is, I mean, extremely close.
So what you're saying is that 2 minute version that he had talked about in what he wrote on YouTube, he now has that up?
It's the same channel as that's listed on the clip you're showing right now.
Yeah, I understand that, but he now has the 2 minute version up?
It has the 3 second clip, and it has another one.
And the other one is the 2 minute version?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all the beginning of it is he's just panning around the looks like the wall there, and some steps, and some guy comes walking down the steps, and then this craft comes over his head from behind. So I don't know what to make of it. It looks awful real.
Well, I suspect it is real, but I think it's also interesting. You just told us something that we need for people to pay attention to. You just told us this guy is standing there by the wall, and we're talking about the Western Wall. Some people call it the Wailing Wall. He's got his camera. He's filming or videotaping, and nobody's running him off. He gets a 2 minute clip of this thing. But when the investigator goes to the same location.
This guy.
Okay, hang on.
This guy comes down the stairs, looks sort of like a monk.
Hang on. When the investigator goes to the same location to interview witnesses and video, the police come and make him leave. That's interesting.
How weird.
Well, it underscores, in my mind, that this was a very real event. It underscores it. It corroborates that it's a real event. It actually happened. You can take your camera there. You can videotape. but you can't videotape witnesses talking about the UFO.
Yeah, right. I understand that. But I'd really like to hear what you think after you see this whole version.
Yeah, well, after the show, I'll take a look at the two-minute version. It was not available when I downloaded this and prepared
it's
this.
It's actually two of the same video.
Okay.
There's two of them.
All right. Well, I'll take a look at it. Tony, thanks for the call. Very interesting, and there's some more important information for us, folks. 623-444-5889. Maybe, I don't know, maybe as you've listened to this tonight, you've said, you know, Smith, you confused me. I don't see what you're talking about with this being a disinformation project to try and get people's minds off of this video and get people's minds off this UFO. So if I've confused you, you need to call me and tell me that. I will try to clarify whatever it is that has confused you. If I've made it crystal clear as to why I think this is a disinformation operation, then I would like to know if you think that's correct. And I would like to know what you think about all of this. And maybe you have even an idea what's the message here. That people keep saying there's a message. This happened for a reason. What do you think that is? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's John from Vancouver Island.
Hello, John.
Hi. I guess what I want to say is over about the last year and a half or so, my impression is that anything that we see in the sky, I would say 50% chance it might be ET, and the other 50% would be our own. Yeah, so whatever happened over the Dome of the Rock, we don't know until, someone comes out of the craft and reveals himself and says who they are.
Well, we know what happened.
And I would say it's a 50-50% chance, ET or our own.
Yeah, we know what happened. We have video of it. What we don't know is who's driving.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so,
how can we guess? Like, I have no way to guess.
Well, at this point, it is a UFO. It's an unidentified flying object. We don't know who. That doesn't mean it's extraterrestrial. It means it's unidentified. But
yeah.
What we do know is it's not an angel. we do know. Well, I mean, in the other videos, you couldn't tell. It was just this big ball of light. And some people thought maybe it was an angel. We know this is actually a craft now because of the sixth video. We know it's a craft. It's not an angel. It's not a symbol of Nibiru. It's a craft, very clearly a craft. But there are questions about it. Who's driving? The fact that it's not a symbol of Nibiru, that doesn't mean it's not a craft from Nibiru. Maybe it is. We don't know. It could also be U.S. Air Force. It could be Israeli Air Force. Who knows? But that's why it is completely justifiable for us to say it is an unidentified flying object, and certainly doesn't look like any object that we know of our air forces around the world having in their possession and using and flying, but maybe it is.
If it was ours, I have a strong feeling, just from what I've been hearing over time, that there may be a red flag operation involving a fake ET landing. So that, that could be part of this.
Could be.
Now, if it were actual ETs trying to do signals. I have a difficult time understanding that because, you know, you have to decipher what they're up to and figure out, like, why aren't they actually revealing themselves. So I'm inclined to think that it's more our own than it is ET. But then, you know, we're dealing with not much information.
Now, you've seen the videos. You've seen the videos that show this craft. You know, there's this flash of bright light, and then the craft shoots straight up, and I mean at Mach massive.
I've seen that one, yeah.
Okay, do you think that we have something that can do that?
I think it's possible. I mean, and I've heard enough interviews from different whistleblowers to say that, you know, we've got electrogravitics. And you know, this has been happening, you know, in the 50s. So, and then you've got the Nazi-NASA connection. So there's all kinds of stories and whistleblowers that suggest that, yes, we do have this technology. So I wouldn't rule it out.
Now, do you think, if it is ours, do you think that it's manned or unmanned?
Well, you know, Kevin, you're really asking me a question here.
Let me tell you, I'm basing it on this.
It's possible that it's manned, because if you're doing electrogravitics, you have to figure out a technology where when you do those kinds of maneuvers that, you know, the carbon life forms inside don't get, you know, trashed around and become slush. So they would have to have developed that as well.
Yeah, if it were manned.
Sorry?
If it were manned. But if it's unmanned, then that would not be what I'm getting at is if
that'd
it is
no
ours.
Issue. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. What I'm getting at, if it is man-made, if that's the case, it is possible that it's unmanned and an early version. Maybe they haven't yet figured out how to handle the G-forces. But they could still do this with an unmanned.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
Well, that'd be entirely possible.
Yeah.
And in fact, you know, could even be more likely for all we know.
Well, you know what I say, John. When we don't have all the evidence, when we don't have all the data, all speculation is valid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, at this point, I think there's enough evidence to show that the event is real, that it actually happened. I think with this evidence, if it was a criminal case, you could go to court and prove the event happened. Thanks for the call. A break's taking over. We've got to run. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking about this I would call it a spectacular UFO incident that took place January the 28th, 2011, in the city of Jerusalem, where the UFO comes down over the Dome of the Rock at nighttime, hovers for a while, there's a big flash of light, and then it shoots straight up into the air. And I've taken the perspective this evening of taking a look at what I see happening with this story. I see a pattern here that looks like an operation to manufacture reality away from this being a real event. And I think it's substantial evidence. I don't think it's little evidence. I think it is substantial evidence. But maybe you think otherwise. I was just checking the flash messages. I have one from Rafael in Brazil. So, Rafael, I got your flash message. And all he did is he sent me the link to that longer video. And I appreciate that, Rafael. I thank you very, very much. What do you think, folks, about this? I mean, really, put your mind to work on this. It appears that there has been a concerted effort to direct our attention away from this, and very quickly. I mean, look, all of these UFO messiahs that are protecting us from the big bad hoaxes out there, they got on this quick. And they focused on the same video that lamestream media focused on, pronounced it a hoax, and as far as they were concerned, you know, we ought to just flush this from our minds. And look, you know, I said earlier, some of these people are just pseudo-intellectual stooges that are useful fools for the disinformation agents. Some of these people may really think that they are onto something and that they've really proven something here. And, you know, from my point of view, they have. They've proven they're useful fools and stooges for the real disinformation agents that are in our ranks. They do exist. And we will one day find out about all of that. Remember when I did the series of shows about Dr. Filipov in Bulgaria? And you remember how I went into great detail to explain about how the Državna Sigurnost, the secret police that they used to have, really never went away. They were officially disbanded, but they just sort of oozed off into other parts of the government. Well, in Bulgaria, they passed a law to open all of the secret files of the secret police. They've been locked up. And I told you about this. And that law said that they were going to publish the names of every person who had ever been a DS agent or a collaborator or informer. They thought that their nasty deeds against the people of Bulgaria would always be a secret. Well, guess what? Daylight has come, and they are being exposed. That will happen to these rats as well. It's coming. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent.
I'm going on location. The location of this thing was over the Dome of the Rock and on the Temple Mount.
Yep.
Now, I cannot see anyone of the powers that want to be trying to hoax a religious experience for the Muslims and the Jews in their homeland. So for this, I'm going off what John said. I am of the opinion that it's probably E.T.
Okay, so you have a different view than John.
What?
You have a different view than John.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as to why there and why they made such an issue of it, I am not not an issue, I guess I should say, made it such a spectacle, I am going to say that possibly they want to acclimate the people of Earth to the fact that they are present. Because in this age when we have the technology to video it, they can pretty much be guaranteed that somebody's going to get a good shot of it.
Well, now you bring up something, Brent, that I think is a very important point, and that is the location. If this is ET, and if what they are doing is they are saying, okay, we're going to start making everyone know that we're here. You know, not everybody thinks Washington, D.C. is such a cool place. Not everybody thinks that landing on the front lawn of the White House would be that significant. Because, you know, there are a lot of other countries, and they all have capitals. But a large, very large portion of the population is either Muslim, Jewish, or Christian. So this one location has the eyes of a very large part of the population upon it all the time. So there are Muslims that go there for pilgrimages. There are Christians that go there for pilgrimages. And, of course, there are Jews that go there and that live there. And so, you know, the point is, by being at that location, they have most of the world watching.
At least opening their eyes and looking at it and say, what was that?
Yeah. Yeah. Really. Now, that's a good point. That's an excellent point. Do you think that the message, let me back up. Do you think the purpose of this was a message, or do you think the purpose was simply to say, we're here?
The second, just to say, we are here.
Okay.
It's time for you to get ready for... We're going to become more present. Just wake up. We're here.
All right. Wow, that's profound. I appreciate you bringing that up. That is an angle that I had not considered, but I think that certainly holds water. Brent, thanks for the call.
Yep.
Okay, all right. 623-444-5889 if you have a question or a comment. And the toll-free number in the USA and Canada, 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Rick from Kentucky.
Hello, Rick.
I went to YouTube and looked up the entire video there, and I can tell you when you do get a chance to see it after a while, you're going to be blown away. It's just unbelievable.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. I am looking forward to it. Now,
another thing I thought was spooky about it is this monk that walks down the steps with a cape and a hood over his head and a medallion hanging around his neck. He appears, he could have came from this thing. You know, it's really strange.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Does he walk down the steps before or after the flash?
Before.
Hmm.
Yeah, he walks down these steps before the UFO even comes into the video. And the photographer gets a really good close-up of it.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think
it's one of the best I've ever seen.
I've never seen any video of UFOs this clear.
Oh, the one you showed... is fuzzy compared to what you're going to see.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's that good.
Well, when the flash happens, is how far is the UFO from the cameraman at that point?
He has zoomed in so close that you can't even see the entire bottom of the craft. He's got the entire screen filled up with the bottom of the craft. There's a light in the center of the bottom of it, and there's also three other lights in the bottom of it in a triangular light.
Hmm. Wow.
And if you took, I thought another thing that was interesting is if you turn this light off in the center, and this thing flew over you, it would be triangular shape. The lights would be.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of interesting too.
Now, does this video have audio with it? Can you hear people talking? Can you hear what's going on?
I was looking at it so much, I don't even remember. Yeah, there's some noise in it. It's not really talking. When this monk or whatever he is comes down the steps, it sounds like he bumped into the cameraman. And the cameraman's camera goes down and starts filming the sidewalk for a second or two, like this guy has bumped into him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he raises the camera back up, a UFO comes into the picture.
Hmm. Okay, now, when the UFO goes over him, there is audio. Do you hear any noise of an engine?
No. No. There's no noise of an engine or anything like that. But he gets so good of a close-up that he's got the screen filled completely with the bottom of the thing. And it's, you can tell it's shiny, it's metallic-looking, it's clear as can be.
Mm-hmm.
This will be one that everybody will say that's hoax because it's too good.
Oh yeah, you know these messiahs, man. You know they say, well, you know, with all the video cameras that are out there today, why aren't we getting good clear shots of these? And then when you get one, they say, well, it's got to be hoaxed. It's too clear.
This is it. This is the one, I do believe.
Do you think this one is hoaxed? Do you think this video is real?
It took a lot of work to make it. If it's hoaxed, it took a lot of work and it took a lot of good equipment. And truthfully, I don't think it. I think it's real.
All right.
First impression.
Okay, Rick. Thanks for the call, man. 623-444-5889. I've got to see that as soon as the show is finished here tonight. I've got to go see that. 623-444-5889 is the number to call, and we will begin taking your calls again on the other side of this break, so don't go away. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Let's go straight to the telephone and caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Ryan in Washington.
Hello, Ryan.
How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Boy, I got to tell you, Kevin, I got a little secret to tell you that, you know, I happen to think that Michael Shermer is correct 100% of the time.
You do? Why so?
These skeptics have never been wrong. I think there's nothing to UFOs. I think most of it is Venus or swamp gas, and we're all just seeing things.
We're all hallucinating.
April Fool's Day.
I knew something had to be up. Tag, I'm it.
That's all. April Fool's Day. I got you.
Yes, you did. What do you think, though, about this this UFO in Jerusalem? You think it's the real deal?
Well, I think that if you look at the primary guy, his name's Elijah. Of course, you know that already. I think that he doesn't come off to me as somebody who would be making this all up. In fact, that video played of the two witnesses that he found. He found another witness who didn't want to go on camera, and he's like doing an investigation on this. But I think that there are a couple of videos that, you know, I got to be honest with you, Kevin. My impression on the newest close-up 2-minute one. I hate to say it, but there's something with that video that doesn't make sense to me. It's too real, too up close, and there's not big enough flash that takes off. There's no flash.
Well, you may be correct. It may be a hoaxed video. The thing that makes me think it's not is that he took it down, and then he brought it back. Now, by bringing it back, you know, I was thinking, okay, he took it down because he has discovered that it was hoaxed. That's what I was thinking. When he brought it back, that tells you he doesn't think it's hoaxed. There are reasons why he thinks that's real. And by bringing it back, if it's hoaxed, he has attached his name and his reputation to the hoax. And his previous body of work on this makes you think he would not want to be attached to a hoax. So I'm thinking that this one may be real.
Well, I think that Elijah definitely saw something, because there's a video up there of him. If you see him on his channel there, he's talking, and he's sitting there talking on camera about what happened. And he apparently hadn't slept for a couple of days. His eyes were pretty baggy, and he seemed like it shocked him. And he says, "I'm going to get to the bottom of this." And so then he's starting to do more investigation. So the good thing is we'll find out more about this. It's continue to find out more because he's continuing to dig into everything.
Yeah,
he was in shock for the first couple of days, I think.
It's curious, isn't it, that people can go to that wall and they can take their cameras. Now, there is an area that is kind of roped off. They can't get in there with their cameras, up right close to the wall. I mean, you know, the last few feet. But they can go to the Western Wall, and they can take their video cameras, they can take their other cameras, and they can take pictures and videos, and it's tourists do it every day.
Right.
But when Eli Gael goes in there to interview with witnesses in that same area where tourists are videotaping, the police come and make him leave.
Right. My take is that there was a real event, and he saw it, and a few others saw it, but there's a couple of videos that were put in there, and I think maybe even this new close-up video might be one of those, because it curiously showed up as soon as the video of him interviewing those witnesses shows up. This other video shows up, and we just got to watch out for these videos that show up, but I do think it was something really happened there. It's just a lot of muddying going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, time will tell.
You know, I could be wrong.
Time will tell. If this video, this sixth video, if it is a hoax, that's going to come out. And for his sake, I hope it's not a hoax, because if it is, he's attached himself to it.
Exactly. And if you read the video, what he wrote on there, he wrote on his channel there that he doesn't know if this is real or not, as if somebody gave this to him, and he doesn't know who took it or if it's real. He just found it on YouTube himself and put it up there. So it's not from him, but it's being attached to him. So it's, you know, I don't know, Kevin. I That's just my, I could be wrong. I think there was something real, but it's just a whole bunch of noise mixed in with it, and that's all. That's, I could be wrong.
All right. Well, Ryan, good thoughts, man. I appreciate your call. We have time for one call right now, if it happens, but it's got to happen right now. 623-444-5889 or 888-223-4599. None of us need to be protected from hoaxes. You know, the only people who need to be protected from hoaxes are believers. And by that, I mean people who think it's necessary to believe something. They need to be protected because, I mean, they're babes in toyland there. Look, I've got a pen in my hand. Those who are watching can see it. Do you believe I have a pen in my hand? Oh, you can see it. It's either there or it's not. There's nothing to believe. Those of you who couldn't see me, look around your house. Do you believe in doorknobs? Well, there's nothing to believe. They either exist or they don't. Same thing with UFOs. Is there something to believe? No. Either they exist or they don't. Now, if they do, then there are things to know. There are things to investigate. If they exist, and they do, then there are things to investigate. There's nothing to believe. But the only people who really need protection from hoaxers, the only people who, well, I don't think they need protection from it. If they're dumb enough to be sandbox believers, I sort of figure if you're playing in the freeway, you kind of got it coming when that Mack truck comes along. If what you're about is you want to know, and you have an open mind, and you're looking at evidence, and you're listening to evidence, and then you're allowing your gray cells to do what gray cells do, and you're putting the pieces together, you're analyzing, you're figuring it out, there's nothing to believe, and you don't have to be protected, because it's like eating fish. When you come to a bone, you just eat around it and keep moving. And, you know, it's not a big deal. It's no big shock when you come to someone threw a hoax into the mix. Okay, so they did. And you just keep moving. I don't need a UFO messiah. I don't want a UFO messiah. I don't like UFO messiahs. And I guess they will turn some attention toward me now, but that's okay. Because fake pseudo-intellectualism is the bane of the modern world. And these jackasses have it coming. Well, tomorrow's a busy day. I hope to see you in the members area when we do the viewing of God's in the Garden, and after that, the documentary that I told you about. And I hope to see you in the chat room in the members area tomorrow night. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. And you can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.